This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pregnancy centers are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn a California law compelling pro-abortion speech from pro-life staff at pregnancy support centers. Justices could decide to hear any or all of three separate appeals as early as Monday. Lower courts have split on the constitutionality of compelling such speech. While the full U.S. Congress considers the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, a second bill is getting hearings in a U.S. House committee. The Heartbeat Protection Act would ban abortion somewhere after 8 weeks, with exemptions only for physical risk. U.S. Congresswoman Jackie Walorski is urging her home state's health officials to reject a Texas-based abortion business wanting to move to her district near Notre Dame University. The last abortion provider in the area shut down after nearly 2,000 alleged abortion violations. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. Churchinneed.org.
In other headlines, Wisconsin's legislature is considering a bill to stop doctors from performing abortions at a state-operated university. Google has removed slander targeting pro-life pregnancy support centers, and protests from parents in Charlotte, North Carolina, have put on hold a proposed Planned Parenthood sex education program for 12-year-old students. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.